It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin fish and wildlife regulators say there's little that can be done to reverse cuts to fish stocking and the closure of two fish hatcheries. Some anglers say the cuts are the result of a political vendetta between Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers.
As Danielle Kading reports, the DNR says a lack of authority to spend funds forced the closures.
As water laps along a Lake Superior bay, Todd Berg recalls fishing with his wife last spring at nearby Houghton Falls, hoping to catch enough coho salmon for dinner.
One of our light rods went off and went off and went off to a point that I thought it was a snag. And it ended up 20 minutes later being a 32-inch brown trout.
Brown trout are stocked into Lake Superior to benefit anglers like Berg. Last year, Wisconsin stocked 372,000 brown trout into Lakes Superior and Michigan that were reared at the nearly century-old Brule State Fish Hatchery. But now, the facility sits empty. This spring, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the closure of the Brule and Osceola State Fish Hatcheries, along with deep cuts to fish stocking. Berg blames the cuts and closures on a political vendetta. He's a representative of the newly formed group Friends of the Wisconsin Fisheries. He pointed to federal data that shows boating and fishing generate around $1 billion for Wisconsin's economy.
The state brings in a tremendous amount of money from people who visit here that want to go out and fish. Why would we cut our own throats?
The DNR had asked the legislature's budget writing committee for authority to spend $4 million under the state's Fish and Wildlife account by April 12th to avoid the cuts. Lawmakers approved the funds a month later. By then, the agency said it was too little, too late. Water flows into a concrete tank where 18-month-old brown trout dart back and forth as Darren Miller stands nearby at the Les Voigt State Fish Hatchery. He supervises operations at the facility and the Brule Hatchery for the Wisconsin DNR. These yearlings hatched around Christmas in 2024, and agency staff say they plan fish stocking 2 years out. Miller says the DNR faces tight timelines to collect eggs from fish while they're spawning.
We operate on what Mother Nature does, and there's a narrow window when she's supplying our eggs and that we need for our production.
While lawmakers approved the DNR's request, agency staff say walleyes and muskies had already spawned, and it's unlikely they could obtain fish from private hatcheries to meet stocking quotas. The cuts come as Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife account faces an ongoing $11 million shortfall. Lawmakers transferred $30 million from the state's forestry account under the current two-year state budget to make up for falling revenue. Republican State Senator Romaine Quinn of Birchwood faulted the agency for providing little notice before making the cuts.
I hope we can learn from this, and I don't believe there's anyone on the Finance Committee, let alone either party, that want to see cuts to stocking the state.
Hunting and fishing license fees make up the Fish and Wildlife account's main source of revenue. For more than 20 years, resident fees haven't been increased, and license sales have largely been on the decline. At the same time, Adina Rissman says inflation has driven costs up more than 70%. She's a professor of natural resources policy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Agencies can make do for a little while with flat budgets, but after decades of cuts and budgets not keeping up with inflation, they just end up doing less. And this means less of what hunters, anglers, and all people outdoors want.
Anglers like Berg support raising resident license fees, but Republicans rejected fee increases under the current state budget. Lawmakers say they were waiting on results of an audit ordered to examine the DNR's handling of the account's funds. Last August, the state's nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau found the agency was appropriately spending that money. Besides raising fees, conservation groups have suggested backfilling the account with state money or generating revenue through a sales tax similar to those used by Missouri and Minnesota. But a long-term solution to the financial shortfall won't stop the disruption in fish stocking this year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.